The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, on this Tuesday, 13th of June, 2017. And Michael Herzog will be here. But in the meantime, let me take the opportunity to talk to Jerry in Chicago. Hello, Jerry.
Well, hello, John, and thank you very much for taking my call. And, boy, I got to be honest with you. I'm pretty disgusted with what you've drawn in so far for your pledge drive.
Mm-hmm. Well,
John, I got to be honest with you. I wish I could give more. I can't. I promised you back a long time ago, for every week I work, 40-hour work week, I will give you $100. And I have fulfilled that pledge to the best of my knowledge. And I can't do no more. And it just, my God, you know what? And I listen to Michael Rivera's commercials for you, and I have learned so much from this network. And it saddens me that people can't dig a little bit deeper and pull an extra $5, $10, whatever it takes.
Well, and it's Jerry, it's fascinating that you bring that up, because I just got an email from somebody. And, of course, when I respond to the email, I never hear back from them. And they were the point of the very short email was simply that, well, there's stuff that Michael Rivera says that I don't agree with, and you want me to donate to your network? And I'm like, what? I said, and I responded back to him. I said, so you're trying to find a reason not to donate to the network? Then don't. You know, there are people that have dug deep within, I mean, there are people during this pledge drive that have given $5 and $10, $15 apologetically, but they have no reason to be apologetic, because that's all that they could afford. It was their effort. It was the thought, and you know, whatever they could come up with to send into the network, that was greatly appreciated. You know, a man like yourself, you know, you send me little care packages, and you donate cash to the network. And I wish there was a whole troop of you guys out there. But you, my friend, have not gone unnoticed. And you've got my undying gratitude, because not only do you do what you say you're going to do, and then you put a little kicker in. You know, I by the way, I just love my vest.
You know what, John? It's not about the little kicker or anything else like that. I appreciate what I have learned from your network. And it's you, Ron McDonald, Phil Turney,
yeah,
Michael Rivera. I mean, one of the best days of my life was when I called your network and I told you that I had finally listened to your entire week long and your weekend of the host. And I listen to every single show. And I got to be honest with you, man. I have learned so much. And thank you for that. And I'll tell you what. Give me about a week. Now I'll throw another half a grand.
Wow!
Toward your network, please stay on the air. I need you. Forget about the other people. I need you.
Okay? Well, so, and Jerry, what a lot of people sometimes they're kind of short sighted, and they don't think longer term. Taking on this endeavor. You know, I've been doing it for 25 years. We just had our 13th anniversary for this network. And it's not just for the people like yourself or the tens of thousands of other listeners out there. It is for those yet to come that don't even realize yet why they need us or even that we exist. It is for those that will be able to shepherd along, to spoon-feed them the important information, to let them know the machinations that have been created to trap and trace them and all this other crap. It's for the future of what's the future listenership of this network. We're not here just in service to those that are listening right now or have in the past. Yes, for that, most assuredly and most importantly, but moving into the future, for those that are, we're inviting to the well to drink deep and drink often.
I'm sorry, John, I cannot impress any of my friends, my family.
Don't worry about
it. I'm talking about people I've known for 40 years.
Don't worry about it.
Sorry to say.
But don't worry about it, because you are not the lone stranger out there with that problem. Many, 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 more than many people have had the very same problem. And it could be, as one person suggested to me one day, maybe they don't listen to me because... Well, I am family. And he seemed to indicate that because I am family, I'm the first one to be discounted. You've been doing a yeoman's job trying to inform them. And you've done your job. You have done more than your job. It's time to forgive yourself for their stupidity and just walk away from it. You've done what...
Can't do it.
Well, and, you know, that attests to who Jerry in Chicago is. Because you're going to save these people whether they realize they need saved or not.
I'll tell you what, John. Thank you. Thank you for your network. Thank you for my voice. God bless you. God bless all the listeners of RBN. And I'll tell you what. Before tonight's end, I'm going to call in with another $500 donation. You need it, man. God bless you. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you, Jerry.
Have a great night.
All right. This guy works so many hours. It's unbelievable. I mean, he does double shifts. He's worked 80 hours a week. He still has time to try to fend for his family and his relatives, trying to help them. You're not alone. That frustration is out there for a lot of people. By the way, the one thing I wanted to mention before I bring on Michael Herzog, you know, all this stuff about Mr. Comey and him being fired. Well, do you remember the last time an FBI director was fired? You don't remember that? It was Bill Clinton that fired the head of the FBI back in 1993. And what happened the very next day? Vince Foster committed suicide, and all of his files came up missing, and the press said absolutely nothing. Of course, we don't want to talk about that. Michael Herzog, are you back from your bus stop?
Yes, sir. It was Louis Freeh fired.
That's right. That's right.
Yep. I just did a show on Comey last night, and this dog and pony show they've got going on there. It's amazing, isn't it?
Well, it's amusing. It should be called the Comey Island Amusement Park.
yeah, I know, John. Yes, I am back from my bus trip, and well, it wasn't my bus trip; it was his bus trip.
But, okay, yeah. Is everything safe and sound, and you're cool, and all that?
Everything's fine. And I had a conversation with him on the way home, and I'll tell you what. You should have that guy in your locale ASAP because he can save you some money immediately.
We all are going to have to be a 2-week hiatus here.
Yeah.
No.
But I'm just saying, I was talking to him on the way back, and he said, yeah.
But did he bring a personal computer with him?
No, he did not. He's got all his stuff is to be shipped. He just came with clothes on his back. So he doesn't know where to ship it. He doesn't know where to ship it here, ship it there, where to ship it. But he's got his hard drives in there.
Oh, gosh, and, I'm going to get committed here. I know. I'm not. No. We don't have to talk about this because guess what? The audience is not privy as to what the hell we're talking about right now.
That's right. It's all for the benefit of RBN.
There you go.
All that you know.
That's all that matters.
Yeah.
Hey, I talked to you earlier today. And you found the time, even though that you were making your whistle stop, or I'm sorry, your bus stop tour, mm-hmm. and you still had time to watch the Senate hearings on Mr. Sessions.
Oh, I caught a few. I caught Heinrich Himmler and a few other Democrats, you know, that were. and of course, John McCain and his, Alzheimer-ish questionnaire.
Oh, I think the cancer has ate into his brain.
And that one lady, I don't remember her name right now, but she was talking about 90 miles an hour, and she was firing questions at this poor guy, and he'd start to answer, and she'd be firing another question, and you could see the veins in her neck, right? And finally, the co-chair of the committee says, "Let him answer the question for crying out loud!" And then ultimately, when he finally started to answer the question, the guy chimed in and says, "Your time is up."
Well, and the funny thing about this is that even Dianne Feinstein, now we know who Ms. Feinstein is and what she's represented in the past, but even her, you know, and what I said to you was after watching 2.5 hours of his testimony. You know, here's the mouse that roared. I saw fangs come out. I saw claws come out. He's an amicable, low-keyed. He's probably the most honest attorney general. It's my sense that we have had and I can't tell you how many years. I believe the guy. And that's going a long way, Michael, saying that you believe the attorney general of the United States when it should have been not him in that seat. It should have been the prior attorney general seated in that hearing.
Amen. Amen. I tell you what, you know, and you know, my lead-in music and your board op is my board op, so he'll attest to this. I try to fit the tone of the show to whatever the lead-in music is. And on that particular show, I had Randy Travis on there digging up bones, you know. Loretta Lynch, James Comey. I mean, they're all just a pack of cockroaches, and they're all, you know, back-slapping buddies in cahoots together covering for each other. That's all they are. And this whole shenanigan, this whole Senate investigation is a total joke. All they're doing is trying to catch him in a lie, anywhere, and they're desperate, John.
And they can't do it. And that's what's really frustrating. And they're coming out looking like the idiots they are, but my assessment, Michael, is this is politics. The Republicans have done it before, the Democrats have done it before, and what the game plan is, if anybody out there watched House of Cards series...
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so there it is. What you do if you've got a scandal that you know it's going to reach up out of the boogie bush and burn your butt, you get out ahead of it. You're the one that goes out and brings it up. You're the one that does a few little leaks to control this so it comes up in an area that you wish it to rather than jumping out of the bush and biting you on the butt.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they've been trying to do with this, but they're doing it with a guy. How do you fry a guy that's not guilty? How do you go after a guy that he's a 70-year-old man? He looks as innocent as a child.
Well, that's why I say, John, they're desperate. You know, and you could tell just by, you know, reading their body language of how desperate they are. You know, I mean, they're looking for anything that they can find to cross-reference, to turn over every bush, to see if they can find one little thing. And what they're missing here, and this is what really honks me off, John, what they're missing here, and if you listen to any of the archives of my show, which I know you won't, but everybody else might... But anyway, you know, I've been digging up bones on these people for weeks now, and they're not paying any attention to that whatsoever. Okay, Comey is guilty of felony. I just had this on my show last night. felony obstruction of justice in this Dennis Montgomery thing. And I had that Tim Blixeth's testimony with Joe Arpaio. You got it up there on the website, a 20-minute interview with Arpaio and Zulo where this guy spills out exactly what Montgomery's got, and Comey buried the whole thing, and you don't hear a peep. You hear crickets in the mainstream media. Go ahead.
Well, and you know, and just to make sure that everybody comes out on this deal, you know, is James Comey, he's going to be indicted for lying? No.
No.
What does he get?
He's got a
$10 million book deal. Ta-da.
Yes,
there's your walking money. Oh, and plus, and plus, of course, you'll enjoy your retirement and all the benefits that's due you once you've been fired from your job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, and let's see, what was that? Well, last night's lead-in music was The Twilight Zone, because I was asking the audience if we were in The Twilight Zone, because, you know, the three things that are up on mainstream news was Comey's book deal, Brad Sherman comes out and writes a resolution to impeach Trump, and then the judge in the Bundy thing wants the Bundys to come into the courtroom in handcuffs.
Yeah.
That's the mainstream stuff. Then you get in the real world, and I start talking about Comey, you know, and Loretta Lynch and all these clowns, you know. But you don't hear a peep of that on the mainstream media. The only place you'll hear it, and I'm going to give you a perk right now, is RBN, folks. The only place you're going to hear it, just like Jerry said, okay. And I'm going to do the commemorative show, John, tomorrow night. And that's to honor the hosts, past hosts, and people, you know, Jack Otto and Michael Collins Piper and so forth. But even back then, I was going back and I was pulling clips on these guys from 10, 12 years ago, you know, and even at that time, they were saying the same thing as we're saying today.
Yeah.
You need RBN.
Yeah.
We, all of us need RBN. I need RBN.
Well, and Michael, it's like the old saying, you don't know what you got until it's gone, but people that have the privilege, people that have the inside track, that it's there day after day, month after month. We've just had our 13th year. Sometimes people have a tendency not to hold it in esteem and regard as they should. And I understand mm-hmm. that. That's human nature. We get used to it. We get used to it because it's there every day. Oh, yeah, I know Michael Herzog. I know John Stabler. I know, you know, yeah. But, I should have done this, and I never have. The talk show hosts that have come through this network, the information that's been disseminated, it's astounding. It astounds me, and I own the network.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
Well, John, going back in when I was doing work for this show, and this is one, the last time I did a show like this was the Titanic, and when I finished the show, I held on to it for about 2 weeks because I was just honoring it. I was just, you know, I was like got praying to it. You know, it was like my masterpiece. And I finished this show here, oh gosh, I think it was Saturday. You know, I'm just sitting here just, you know, admiring my masterpiece. But, man, going back and listening to some of these clips of these people, you know, even your mentor, Jack Otto, I've got him in there. You know, so, listen, go ahead.
Yeah, I just posted, I wanted to post it in the video section, but whoever posted it up posted it in the news section on a rotating banner. But mm-hmm. I watched that hour-long presentation he gave in the Livonia Public Library in Livonia, Michigan. And it was part of a political action group up there that brought him in. And I'll tell you what, I knew Jack. He was one of my best friends. And he was my mentor. He was the one that brought the satchel and the bag and took the 8 hours to sit me down and said to me, you're going to want to hear this. And after 8 hours, he had to go to work. This was on a Sunday afternoon. He came over about 11 o'clock that night. He looked at his watch, and he says, well, I've got school tomorrow. And I said, oh, you're in class? He goes, no, I teach a class in school. I go, oh, okay, so you're a teacher. Well, he got up and gathered up his stuff, and the only thing that I could say to him was, Jack, I don't know whether to kiss you or kick you. Because it was the start of, I finally pulled myself out of yuppiedom, you know, striving for my personal goals and my personal this and personal that. That was the end of that. I was an upwardly mobile yuppie. Then all of a sudden, reality smacked me right in the face.
Mm-hmm.
Are those donations that you're going through right now?
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
No, I'm streaming through to find some of these hosts.
Oh, okay.
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 Anyway, we'll pick it up on the other side.
We got a break. We'll be back.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are back. Well, Michael?
Yes?
Our dear friend Jerry in Chicago?
Yes?
Just donated $1,000.
Oh, my gosh. Well, thank you so much, Jerry. I appreciate that.
Well, what I would like to do at this point is take this opportunity, avail of this opportunity, to suggest that folks that they call in to match his $1,000. If we're going to have a $2,000 day today, that'll put us about halfway to our pledge drive tally.
That would be great, John.
800-724-2719, extension number 3. Mikey's going to be sitting there until, what, 11 o'clock tonight? You are doing a show tonight, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So he will be manning the board, if you will, and managing things, wearing several hats. What?
Unless you don't want me to. If you don't want me to, I won't.
Show. Where the hell did that come from?
Oh, I'm looking for an excuse.
I know, then I'm not going to give you one. No. I don't think you know how people appreciate you. Because I said in the first hour, and I know you weren't there to hear it, and thank God, because it would have been humbling.
I have no ego, John. Come on. Yep. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. And I said, there's a reason why Michael has discerner in his email, because he's good. He discerns. You know, you're good at what you do. And I told you last week, you know, this is your calling. You know, you were an actor. You did Hollywood stuff. You done a lot of, man, you had the rich man toys. You had the twin engine planes. And I mean, you flew the high life. And here you are doing radio on Republic Broadcasting, but probably the most important thing you've ever done in your life, and it's appreciated. And I think people, once they start to, you know, you've got a wry sense of humor. I'm more sarcastic, and that's to hide my anger, and it's worked well for me. But you, on the other hand, you know, the way you approach stuff, but the depth in which you're willing to go to drag out the facts and present the information, it's impressive, and people appreciate that. And I don't think you understand how much they do appreciate that.
Well, I do get a lot of emails and so forth, John. As a matter of fact, I want to give a shout-out to Laura in Michigan. I heard that. And somewhere buried in my computer, Laura, yes, I do have those 60 packs about the liberals. So if you want to send your email to the board operator, I'll see if I can dig it out and email it to you, dear.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Yeah. But no, I get a lot of email from people, a lot of input from people, a lot of callers, very, very humbling to me, the callers that call into the show and thank me for what I'm doing. And you know what, John? I'm just sharing with people. You know, this is the avenue that I found when I woke up, ultimately went up to Salt Lake City to see Freedom to Fascism, and went down the rabbit hole for 2.5 months in my awakening, felt like I died a death. And when I awakened, I needed a place to put it. I needed to tell people. I used to go in front of the shopping malls and in the theaters and pass out Freedom to Fascism videos and ask them to give me a call. I gave them a card. Please call me. Tell me what you think. And I wasn't getting any action on it. And then one day on the way home, Francis Battaglia's network, KFNX in Phoenix, had that commercial run. If you think you've got what it takes to be a talk show host, give us a call. And yeah. I found out the only thing it took was money.
That's, you know? Right. That's and he's still hard at it and pissing away a 50,000-watt radio station. Yeah. By the way, you were mentioning that you watched Freedom to Fascism, and that was your tipping point. That's what sent you over the edge. Gary Franchi once told me that when he in his mother's basement, he would sit there and watch hour after hour of Alex Jones videos.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, no, actually, it was the then partner, I believe he was a partner. Fred Smart was a partner of Gary Franchi for a while.
Yeah.
And that's where I had ordered those videos from after driving all the way to Salt Lake City to see the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that wasn't what awakened me, but it was around that time back in 2006 when I was going through all of this. And then I watched that movie and I thought, my God, you know, the public, no wonder that they wouldn't release it nationwide in the theaters. They don't want the public to know this.
And what a beautiful piece that thing was. I mean, I got to know him. Here he came out with a video before Mad as Hell, and it was more or less on a political, I'm mad as hell, I'm not going to take it anymore. And it was okay. But then he came out with Freedom to Fascism, and the people that he interviewed, his demeanor while he was doing it was absolutely priceless. And when he came down here to Austin for the premiere at one of the theaters here in Austin, I went to that theater, and people were dragging people. And Mike, this was one of those breaths of fresh air that every once in a while we get to experience and savor, because people were going to their parents and their siblings and going, hey, let's go see a movie. Well, what do you want to go see? Well, Freedom to Fascism. What's that about? Well, come on. There were crap loads of people sitting in that theater who had never been exposed to anything like this before. I stood in front of that theater back in a darkened corner just watching their expressions on their face. It ended up in laughter, and some of the folks had the look of the Night of the Living Dead on their faces. Let's take this break. We'll be back. Mike Herzog is with me.
To the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
NutriMedical's Calm Mind supports a relaxed mood and helps to support your brain neurotransmitter, helps lower blood pressure, helps to make you feel calm all day long, and helps to make it easier to go to sleep. Calm Mind contains GABA. It also contains xanthine and L-theanine, an amino acid from green tea, and it contains myo-inositol, a special B vitamin. Because it's such high quality, it works amazingly for anxiety, panic attack, and for depression. Get Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. The special studies that have been done on Calm Mind show that it helps to stabilize the neurons in the brain, lower the autonomic nervous system that raises blood pressure, and it helps to support normal calming activity throughout the body. That means you're going to have much higher energy level, much more stable mood, be able to tolerate stress better, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar as well. So order Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Quit standing on my chest. I can't breathe. What's the subject matter for tonight's program, Michael?
Well, I was going to do my commemorative show tonight, but I want to savor it for one more night. So I think I'm just going to touch a little bit on what Whitney talked to you about a couple weeks ago, which is pharmaceuticals and vaccines. Got a nice little 7.5 minute clip from 1971 when they came out and admitted the truth of what they were doing about the vaccinations. And it's really amazing. I'm not going to tell you all about it. You have to tune in to listen to it. But it's kind of centered partially around that and, you know, the pharmaceutical statin drugs and what they're trying to poison us with. But, you know, going back, John, you know, I was taking a trip during the break down memory lane, and let me tickle your brain here for a minute. Do you remember way back when before we took that trip up to Plainfield, New Hampshire with Randy Weaver, you know, one of the commemorative people I'm going to honor is Jack McLam. And he was the first guy I called when the penny dropped and the light bulb went off and I got hit with that idea about taking Randy up there. And I called Jack. I actually invited him to go. He couldn't go. He was having some problems with his health. But just all of this stuff, as I was going through putting this show together, John, and I remember Don Nikoloff died, you know. You know that, right?
No, I wasn't aware of that.
Oh, yeah. He died. He died of a heart attack.
Whoops. Did we just lose him?
And he meant well.
Wait a minute. You just blipped on us.
I did?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We had transmission interrupt us.
Okay, but on the subject of Elaine Brown, do you remember the day that Elaine Brown's dentist office got raided,
mm-hmm.
and your buddy across town was talking about guns being fired, and the place was on fire, and people are dying, and all that stuff? Do you remember that day?
Oh, yes, like it was yesterday.
Okay, well, I called Don Nikoloff. Don Nikoloff had this, he was psychic. And I called Don Nikoloff, and I told him what Jones was talking about, and I said, is there any truth to this? And I used to call it with Don, Don, do your Beetle Bailey on this guy. So I hung up the phone. About 5 minutes later, Don calls me back, and he said, none of it's true.
Well, I could have told you that.
but about two hours later, I'm on the air, right, and Jones calls into my show and apologized.
Wow.
Did you know? It's in your archives. If you've kept those shows back then, it's in the archives.
Oh, man, that would be priceless, because I think that would be the only time that he ever admitted that he'd made a mistake.
Well, he was trying to smooth it over.
Oh,
but
wow.
But I used to use even one of your board operator, I think it was Chris Hansen, or it was an engineer that was in there at the time, you know, and I was telling him about Don's psychic power, and he thought I was full of it, right? So I said, okay, watch this. So I called Don up the phone, and I gave him, I think it was Chris Hansen, it might have been somebody else, but I gave him his name, and I put it on speaker, and Don just starts rattling off all this stuff about this guy's personal life, and he turned white. His mouth opened, and he turned white, and he almost fell off his seat.
Well,
okay, go ahead.
You know, I was just thinking about that trip up there. Why in the hell did we go by Niagara Falls?
Because you wanted to see Niagara Falls.
Oh, that's
you
right.
Want to hear? Oh, no. John was in the fast lane doing 70 miles an hour, right? And he sees an exit for Niagara Falls. And Randy's in the back seat, and I'm sitting in the passenger seat. And John cuts over four lanes of freeway to make sure he gets the exit to Niagara Falls.
Well, I've been driving. It was stressful. You know, we were dealing with asshats on the freeway. Remember that one?
Oh, man.
We're driving down, and Weaver's sitting. Now, here's a former Green Beret, and he's sitting back in the back seat with a white face. And I looked at him. I said, what's wrong with you? And he was just, like, sitting there petrified. I said, relax. It's okay. You made it through Ruby Ridge. You made it through Vietnam. You're going to make it through this, dude. It's okay.
You know, down memory lane, I mean, and I know that you know, you were present with this, but that's one of the most memorable moments of my life, is sitting in the front seat driving the car with Randy Weaver, a guy that they've made documentaries, movies with Randy Quaid playing Randy Weaver, and I'm sitting here listening to the guy it happened to tell me from A to Z the whole story, and I was crying, John.
Yeah, yeah.
It was bad.
Do you remember what happened when we left? Randy got a ride back, but we were driving through, I don't know, what was it, Tennessee, the mountains of Tennessee or something, we'd stop.
Oh, John was in the back seat sleeping at 2 a.m., right? Yeah. And I pull in to go to the bathroom, and I walked into this rest stop. It's on the top of a hill somewhere in Tennessee. And I go in, and I'm listening. I can't remember whether it was you or me on the air, but I walked in there, and I said, excuse me, can you tell me where the bathroom is? And they said, you're Michael Herzog.
It was me.
It was you. Okay.
Yeah.
So anyway, I said, yeah, I'm Michael Herzog. She said, well, we're listening to John Stadtmiller right now. I said, well, John Stadtmiller's out in the back seat of the car. You want to meet him?
And that was a guy in Tennessee that had a low-power FM that wasn't so low-power, and it was way, way up on one of them hills down there, you know. And it was just clear as a bell. We listened to that damn station when we left that rest stop. We listened to that station for what, 40 miles?
Oh, yeah, something like that.
It was incredible.
But they knew who we were.
Yeah.
And John, I rousted John out of a dead sleep, and his hair's all disheveled. He looked like he'd seen a ghost.
Hey, well, at least I have hair to get you. No, I don't even have that anymore. Jeez.
Well, yeah. But I'll tell you, and going through that, when I was piecing this together and listening to some of those clips, it just brought back all those memories. And again, I have to say, you know, RBN is important. It's so extremely important to keep RBN on the air. But, you know, think about this for a moment, John. You said you don't know what you got till it's gone. Okay, what would happen to all these listeners out here if they got up some morning to drink their morning coffee, as the commercial says?
That you wrote.
That I wrote, yes. Thank you for that credit, John. I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
And they heard was dead air. That would get their attention. Okay, and I hope it's not just that that gets their attention, but this is how important it is to make sure that RBN stays up. And behind the scenes, as you know, and I'm not going to share too much, John, but behind the scenes, you know that both of us are working overtime in trying to right this ship, revenue streaming, getting people in there that can bring the network up to the 21st century. Everything we're doing behind the scenes to make this the most listened to station or network in the country. Okay, it's needed. Go ahead.
It is absolutely needed. I mean, I think I'm correct on my assessment about, you know, I'll take this more on a personal note to people out there. How many of you, whether be you the husband or the wife in a marriage, how many of you have not necessarily taken advantage of, but you kind of take it for granted? And then how many of you have ended up separated or divorced and went, wow, you know, you don't miss until it's gone. You miss it when it is gone, and it's irretrievable, and it won't come back.
And I'll tell you this, John, if I might add something, and I've listened to these other networks, you know, the Guy Across Town and Truth Frequency Radio and Revere Network and all of this good stuff. And I'm telling you, as far as the clear content, down-to-earth, rational, mature, no cuss words, you know, professional, trust me, he just did it today. I tuned in for a half an hour, and he doesn't call it ass hat. He's just right out with it.
Yeah, okay? and you know, this, and who are we appealing to here? Is it the people that were watching Piers Morgan? Or is it the millennials out there that don't have have any morality or ethics or any standards whatsoever? I mean, it's the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen in my life, and I am embarrassed for the individual. He obviously is not embarrassed because of his own conduct. I'm embarrassed for him. And if there's anybody on the face of this planet that shouldn't feel that way, it should be me.
No, I agree. I agree. It's very difficult to listen in between his, you know, sandwiched in between his pitches for, I mean, he's got a whole line of stuff now. It's not just vitamins and so forth. He's got, you know, body wash, and he's got perfume, and he's got the girls at the network doing commercials for shampoo, and I don't know what all. You know, he might as well be, you know, Neiman Marcus or something.
Well, I've got a good suggestion. If wealth is what he's most interested in, change the name, go get a company for PR, and, you know, just sit back and develop your crap and let somebody else push it for you and be rich, you know.
I know. It's, and this is why it's so important that RBN, with its clear message, it's very adult, you know, it's very matter of fact, and it's concise. You know, and there's not all this crap in the meantime, you know, of peddling this product or that product. Or people coming on, three of them came on today to give him their opinion of him doing an interview with Megyn Kelly.
That probably, you know, will not air. I haven't watched it. Don't care. You know, I mean, yeah.
Right. And he's making it all about him, you know, as opposed to, you know, the hit piece about him or whatever. And it's just disgusting. So, you know, you know how I feel about him. I've had four or five encounters with him. All of them have been bad. So, you know.
Well, and who was the one that was telling me? Was it you? That the Bilderberg meetings? Was it you who was telling me this? You know, that he gets into this thing that he's being threatened. You know, did the same stuff after that interview with Piers Morgan that says that they were going to kill him. They were going to gun him down in the streets. Total BS. He went to one of these Bilderberg things with Tucker, and there was an individual. As a matter of fact, I think it's Keith. He's now a talk show host on the network.
Rogers?
He said, okay. I was up there. He said there was nobody that was threatening him. He said it was all a lie. So I'm looking at this and I'm going, you know, one of these days, he's going to do something that is going to flip the switch in a lot of people's brains, and they're going to look at it and go, what in the hell am I doing? And they're going to go out there. And Michael, this is a lot of thoughts running through my head simultaneously here, and I'll try to pick the pertinent ones out. But, you know, all the hosts that we have had, all the information that has come out over the years, the education that to this day I still have. I've had chiefs of police. I've had the rank and file. I've had military. I've had doctors, lawyers, you name it. Email me or call me and said, you know, I thought I knew, but I didn't know. And here we are, the outsiders looking in, really doing expert breaking down of this. And they snap to it and they go, wow, this is what I've been involved with. Holy mackerel, I've been living a lie. How many times have you heard that from people? That I've been living a life's lie. I've never woken up. I'm awake now. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. And what's that worth to everybody? Uh-huh. That's the point. And I bring that up all the time. What, just like the commercial that I wrote, you know, think back about what you've learned from this network and how you're able to, you know, disseminate information, whether it's truth or lies now, because of RBN. You know, and ask yourself, what's that worth to you? I know what it's worth to me, and you know what it's worth to me, because, you know, we settle our differences. You call me up, and I think you wanted me to go back on the air, but I took the bait, and I said, you know, I could probably get a date a lot easier if I had a radio show, and you jumped all over that. And boom, I'm back on the air again.
No,
but you're right.
No. I made the point. You didn't catch it, or you're just ignoring me. Oh. I told you that this is it. This is what you are best at. And you've done a lot of things in your life that are good. Okay, you've done them well. But this is what you are made for. This is tailor-made to you.
I couldn't have done it at any point in my life back when I was in my 30s or 40s or whatever.
Well, of course not. You were too busy being that upwardly mobile Yuppie.
Yeah, yeah, right.
And there's nothing wrong with that. That was the American dream. That's what we thought we were supposed to be doing, accumulating wealth and stuff and having nice arm candy.
Yes.
That's what we thought was important.
Right. Well, but now at this particular stage of life, I do have to agree with you that I'm very comfortable doing what I'm doing. I'm passionate about what I do. I enjoy doing it, or I wouldn't do it. When I'm retired, you know, I said I'll never do anything again that I don't like doing. And radio has always been something that I've enjoyed doing.
Come on, tell the truth. You really like me.
Well, of course, John, but other than that, I mean, you know.
Careful, we're going to start rumors here. By the way, let me give you an update. Do you remember, Mike, do you remember Larry? Remember the guy that put this window in? Okay. He sent me a text that says, I'm donating $500 today. Thank you, Larry. Also, Steve from Massachusetts is going to send us a check for $200 in the mail. Says, thank you very, very much. Steve, you are most assuredly welcome. We want to keep this platform alive and kicking for those that need to be educated. And Michael, this is all that I've ever had in mind with this network, was to create an environment that spurred the thinking, that spurred the interest. You know,
adding this up in my puny little mind, you're close to that $2,000 day, and that you did that in just an hour with me.
Close.
How about that?
Well, no, actually, 48 minutes with you. First hour, I didn't have you.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Oh, I'm not taking the credit for it. But you did say something on yesterday's show that pierced my heart deeply.
Which was
as soon as the commercial aired, all the donations dropped off, and I said, "Thanks a lot."
No, you know what? You know what? I think that's like that moment in time that you get a grenade tossed in your foxhole and you realize you're looking at a grenade and there's no pin in it. You know, there's those few moments of, what's this? You know, and I think that's what people, I don't think they knew how to digest this. And I want to thank Mike Rivero for voicing that ad and you for writing it. But to hear 2 minutes, they've never heard anything like that on Republic Broadcasting. And we're not done. Until we reach that mark that we're trying to get to.
I'm going to segue into this just out of curiosity. When you said I'm not done, okay, I wrote another one. What are you going to do with that one?
We're going to have it done in 3 voices, and I've asked my producer here. What we're going to do is you're going to do part of it, I'm going to do part of it, and Michael Rivero is going to do it. And the way we're going to do it is people have seen this on television before, where you see several different faces, and they're doing a script. But there will be a voice that comes in, and they're talking. All of a sudden, there's another voice that layers over the top of it, and you got a new voice. So that's how I'm going to do this one. It's going to be a little bit more creative. Mikey says he can pull it off, and if he doesn't, I'm going to rip out every hair of his beard, which is about a foot long. He looks like some mountain jack hippie, but with his painted shorts on today. Wait till you come here. Mike, you got to sport those for Mike Herzog, because he ain't going to believe it. At any rate, you know, the guys that we have here, you know, I don't know if you can say family enough, because that's what this is. This is like a very tight-knit group. We don't have enough family members, and there's nobody that's going to bear us anymore. We couldn't pay them anyhow if we did. But, you know, this is a very tight-knit, small family group. But our larger family is out there. Faces and places we will never see, people that we will never meet, that listen to us on a daily basis. You know, that's the unknown, that's the X factor out there. That's the unknown family members. Because we're all going in one direction for one reason. And that's to free this country up, folks. It's time to drain the swamp and disinfect it. Let me take the break. We'll be right back.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting 2 people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
I was just going to tell you, forget the bump, and then you bumped, and there we are. Let me snag one call here. Let me take this call from Alan in Texas. Hello, Alan.
Hey, John. How are you and Michael doing today?
Good.
Good.
Hey. Yeah, y'all were talking about, of course, you know, the mouth that's in the down in the city over there with you. Mm. I was watching listening to his show, you know, monitoring it. I believe it was yesterday, It was about 12:37, 12:38 p.m., you know, our time. I swear to God, he said this. Someone has, you can go back and look in his archives. Robert Rabo, he might even pick this up and have it on his show. But I heard him say, I think he was talking about, you know, the Dog and Comey, you know, affair that's going on. And he was saying something, and I just heard him say, well, it's not just me. He said, the other MSM have also been playing this. And I said, the other MSM? I mean, it's you know, was that a slip of the tongue? But, you know, I question because, you know, I mean, when I hear him say, well, everyone basically knows, you know, the Saudis run Hollywood. You know, and I've got relatives that work out in Hollywood. And to tell you the truth, my younger cousin just recently, last time I saw him, he said, oh, you'll have a good time talking to, you know, this guy. Next time you see him, he said, well, he's getting sick of the Jews out there. He said just their attitudes and you know the way they treat people. He said he's just really getting sick of them.
Well, and it's funny you should mention that because a couple of weeks ago, the secretary used to be here, Gail. She's mm-hmm. out in, I guess, Oregon or Washington now. I'm not quite sure what state. But at any rate, a couple of weeks ago she came through with her friend. And I can't divulge the guy's name, but he's one of these stunt managers, you know, that manage the, you know, stunt crews and sets up and does all the stuff, and you have to do it right, otherwise people get killed. He's been doing this for a number of years. And, you know, I mentioned something about that, and he just started laughing. He says, you know, the one thing that you don't utter, even above a whisper in Hollywood, you mention anything about the Jews, you will never work again.
Right.
And that just verified it. And if I were to mention, and I can't mention the movies because they'll figure out who the stunt coordinator is. But at any rate, big movies. I mean, big movies. And it was just fascinating to sit there and talk with somebody that's really on the inside and tells you the pitfalls and the pratfalls of Hollywood. And yeah, it's still run by the Jews. It still is.
Oh yeah. And it's funny you mentioned watching the grenade that had pin pulled on it. So I've been kind of using that metaphor. You know, I co-host, you know, on Steve O'Brien's show on Sunday morning, you know, with Doc Krupa. And, you know, we...
Oh, you're that, Alan. Well, hell, you should have said that right from the start.
Yeah, as refined as you guys are. But, you know, I called Michael, and I've started taking to saying, John is like, I pull a pin on a grenade, and I swallow it, and it just splats on whoever happens to be within listening range of me.
Oh, man. Well, Alan, I appreciate the call, man. Keep on keeping on.
John, thanks, Alan. Before we end this, I have to share with you and the audience, Brian's been listening. He's been sitting outside listening on the telephone. He walks in during the break. He says, I have an idea for another commercial. And I said, what's that? He says, you all three ought to do the same thing, and then at the end say, this is what it's going to sound like if we're not on the air anymore, and just let the rest of the commercial run with dead air.
No, you give them this. By the way, the guy that donated, Larry said, I'm donating $500 today.
Uh-huh.
He says, I'm donating $500 today. And he sent me another text to tell me that it was done. And I texted him back, and I said you were going to, and you done did it. Thanks. Texted me back, he said, you are welcome. Keep on keeping on. And we're going to do exactly that, folks. With grace from God above and a good Texas tailwind, some donations from you, we'll be here. You be here. Join the party, because it's going to be one hell of a party come the Reclamation Day. I think that's what we ought to start calling it, Reclamation Day.
It's a good one, John.
All right, man. Hey, Michael, thank you so much. Take care of Brian out there, and we'll talk, and we'll all get together and put our little heads together and come up with wonderful things for the network.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure, John.
All right.
Talk to you later.
All right. I appreciate it. Thanks, Michael. Bye. And thank you today, folks. Remember, 800-724-2719. Hit extension 3 when you call. Talk to Mikey. Be generous, not only for yourself, for the network, and for those yet to come. Thank you.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game, at the top of your game, with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.